St. Clair County Community College was all set to host the NJCAA basketball tournament, and then the coronavirus hit. It's been canceled for this weekend. Joining us right now on the line, the president of St. Clair County Community College, Dr. Deborah Snyder. Dr. Snyder, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And Executive Vice President Kirk Kramer on the line as well. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Paul.
Dr. Snyder, this had to be terribly disappointing to hear of the basketball tournament being canceled.
Oh, it was. And it wasn't, you know, an easy decision because at the beginning of the week, we were talking about closing the campus or not having teachers come back after spring break and alternatives to classroom learning. And then this came up. So it was something that we really struggled with. Back and forth, you know, with the NJCAA, with the governor, you know, with the health department. And, you know, it was the right decision to make. It was heartbreaking for most of us, but hopefully we'll be able to host it again soon.
That would be wonderful. This is because that's a big deal to be able to host something like that, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal to the college and to the community. So there were a lot of people that were involved in the planning of this event. You know, there were 16 teams coming in from all over the country, women.
Yeah.
You know, they had hotel reservations. We had a banquet planned for Monday. We had Devin Skillion coming in to perform. He actually has a band. We had basketballs that our trustees were signing. It was a huge, huge deal for the community, but that doesn't mean, you know, we may be down right now for the right reasons, but we're not out.
Kirk?
The community support for the tournament was very, very high. So we really appreciate the community support for the tournament, and it is a great event for the entire Blue Water region. And the NJCA canceled all tournaments, so it wasn't just ours. It certainly, as you watch the news and see the cancellations piling up, the NJCA made the right decision, and we certainly agree that that's the right way to go right now.
Absolutely. The decision to shut down campus is never one taken lightly either, whether it's for weather or for something like this, which is, again, new territory for so many of us. Talk, if you would, a little bit about the decision and when campus will reopen.
So we are not closing the campus. We'll still have staff on campus, you know, because there are things that we just need to get done. And for some workers who can work remotely, we're going to take that as a case-by-case basis. But for our classroom teaching, we've got opportunities to use technology to deliver education now. And many of our courses are already online. So our faculty have really stepped up. Those people who are already using technology to help those that are still in the classroom to move their course programs to online, at least for the foreseeable future.
The St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees met last night, and among the things on the agenda, among their decisions, was one to renew the contract for Dr. Snyder. So, Dr. Snyder, look back on the years that you've spent there already and ahead to what's coming, and kind of share your thoughts on staying on board at SC4.
Well, I absolutely love what I do, and I have an amazing team. I think we've made a lot of progress in the 4 years that I've been here. I'm not looking to go anywhere else. I'm not looking for other jobs at this stage of my career. And it's really nice to be appreciated by people in the community and the Board of Trustees. And I thank them very much for their confidence.
Another decision made by the board was to raise the tuition rate. And I just wonder if you can explain a little bit about the decision to raise tuition at St. Clair County Community College.
And I'm going to ask Kirk to take this.
Kirk?
Yes, Paul. The college considers rates this time of year so that we can set the rate for students as they begin enrollment in April for next fall. And we're very committed to making sure that students know what the cost will be for the fall. It's a small increase, and that's to help us keep pace. The college value is still very, very high. Our cost of attendance is low for the compared to four-year universities and low compared to other community colleges. And so the value to students is very high. In fact, Georgetown came out with a study that said that SC4 was the number one value for community college for a student to attend and achieve and be successful. So it helps us keep pace and keep adding the value that we do for this community. As we go out in the community and talk to different groups, the community is just thrilled with what Dr. Snyder and the board has done for the college, whether that's housing or the health sciences building, the experience center, the tournaments that we're able to attract. The college is just vital and vibrant and making a difference in this community.
And the footprint in the community has expanded somewhat into Marysville, and I think we're all looking forward to things getting back to some sense of normal around here for many reasons, one of which is being able to watch games in Marysville, some soccer, some baseball, softball, things like that.
Yes, we are taking bids on that work right now, and it is just a good example of the reach that the college has in this entire area. And we continue to work and invest in downtown Port Huron, but we also recognize that that we have a footprint that is large and makes a difference in this whole area.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate both of you spending some time with us this morning. I know it's an unusual time right now for everybody everywhere, including on campus at St. Clair County Community College. If people have questions about you know, anything going on campus as it relates to closings, cancellations, changes in schedule, is that all going to be updated on social media and on your website?
Yes, it will be. People can reach out to us. We're still answering the telephones. Our website has a chat feature. So any questions that people have, please encourage them to give us a call or visit our website for information.
All right. Thanks again for your time, both of you. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.
Have a good day, Paul.
You too. Bye now.